As he prepares for the presentation of his new state budget and spending plan, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie receives some financial news regarding the state that will, well, make any budget, shall we say, challenging. As that matter established itself, Christie also had to continue to contend with now multiple legislative committee investigations into the GWB scandal. Here to talk about all this is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHoes. How are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Let's start with the growing number of investigations in the State House. When the Republicans down in D.C. went this way in an effort to get a government shutdown, Monday morning quarterbacking was that they laid it on too thick and the overshot and wound up shooting themselves in the foot. Do the Democrats risk overselling and over magnifying the investigative process, and in turn maybe the Senate and the Assembly should have had a joint committee together instead of getting so territorial about this?
Well, I think that what you're going to ultimately find is that I think that people, the American people, will hopefully see that, you know, here we have a situation where on the national level we've had several scandals that are very, very serious, including the IRS, including Benghazi, where lives were lost, and Obamacare and others. And, you know, the question, begs, why so much attention on Governor Christie? It makes you wonder. I mean, I saw a rumor on the Internet that this is Hillary Clinton, you know, wanting to get something on the governor in advance of a potential presidential challenge between the two of them. So I don't know. Obviously, I heard the governor say that he will cooperate with all of the appropriate investigations. Already, the Assembly Committee has unfortunately become sort of a joke. I mean, for Chairman Wesnewski to say that already he believes that the guy's guilty, I mean, talk about, you know, what kind of a fair hearing will the administration have before a committee that has already so blatantly, qualified them as guilty?
Now, when you look at the State House itself, do these multiple investigations take the focus away from what's much more important business that should be done in the State House? And will Democrats perceive Christie as weakened and maybe refuse to act on any of his or any Republican initiatives, looking to get more of what they want under his perceived, at least, weakened state?
Well, certainly I agree with you that we have much more important things to deal with. And, you know, my hope was that at the start of this second administration, we could get down to business again. The interesting thing you bring up is the relationship between the Democrats, who, again, control both houses, and the governor's office. Whereas in the past, there was good negotiations going on with the administration and the Democrats. And now the question is, will that be strained? And will we get any work done? Or will we, you know, just not be doing the people's business? So it's going to be a very interesting time for sure.
Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McHoes here on Issues and Ideas, AllisonMcHoes.com on the web. State House, it's njledge.state.nj.us. Back in December, there was a bunch of people in the Christie administration doing the Snoopy happy dance because the November revenues came in above expectations. Well, it looks like they had to unplug the iPod because state revenues were nearly $250 million off the target in December and below where they were a year ago, according to the state treasury. The state collected $2.33 billion last month, but a budget for $2.57 billion, so that's a 9.1% difference. Overall, the state revenues are $332 million off projections for the budget year that ends July 1st, again, according to the Treasury Department. So I guess the first question a voter would have would be, how much of an endangered species do tax cuts become when revenue news like this comes out?
Yeah, this certainly, you know, again, revenue projections are always sort of a dicey thing. Who's projecting them? What the actual numbers are? We have a lot of time before we have to really come down to brass tacks. But certainly, if these numbers hold true, it does make a more difficult budget process moving forward. So we will have to see what will happen with those proposed budget cuts. But I really hope that we will be able to come up with some form of relief that we've been, you know, talking about for a long time.
And not to pile on, but there's been a piling on as far as the financial state of New Jersey is concerned. According to a report by what's labeled as a fiscally conservative Mercatus Center at George Mason University, they ranked every state by four measures based on 2012 data. New Jersey is in the worst fiscal shape of all 50 states. The ranking represents a snapshot in time. The states at the bottom are there due to years of poor financial management and bad economic conditions, or a combo of both. As far as New Jersey, it ranked 36th in cash solvency. That measures how easily the state could pay its short-term debts. 39th in service level solvency. That's access to resources to provide services to residents. And New Jersey ranked last for long-term solvency. That measures how the state would be able to meet its long-term obligations like pensions and infrastructure. And the state ranked last in the overall rankings of states' fiscal conditions. Running out the bottom five are Connecticut, Illinois, Massachusetts, and California. And specifically, the state's dire fiscal straits are due in part to more than $25 billion in unfunded pension liabilities and $59 billion for health benefits. Those are two major liabilities, and quite frankly, who can find some way to solve those problems?
Well, again, you know, my hope is that this data doesn't necessarily reflect some of the changes that we've made in the last couple of years. Obviously, as the governor stated in his State of the State, that the 2% cap, we still have work to do to help the municipalities with their meeting their obligations, and clearly he has put the highest percentage of payment back into the pension system in many, many years. So there are certainly some things that Governor Christie is doing to bring us back to solvency, but it's not an overnight fix. It's a long term. It's going to take some time to feel the full effect of it, and it is painful.
I want to wrap up with legislation that blocks something because it would be the good thing to do. It's 845-31, and Governor Christie this past week signed into law a measure that, again, delays the implementation of water quality rules that are now 5 years overdue, rolls back clean water protections. According to environmentalists, while expanding where developers can construct houses in rural areas in New Jersey. Basically, this is, if I'm understanding it right, it's a pause in water quality rules due to the forced implementation of what the Highlands Act has created.
Yeah, the problem with this, this bill, I actually was a co-sponsor on, so I'm kind of happy he signed it. But basically, we already have so many regulations in place that protect water quality, and we have so many limitations with, growth and development, especially in the Highlands region, that this was an important bill to help in some small way, parts of the state, including the Pinelands region, other areas where they are already strapped with regulations. So I personally think this is a good bill, and I'm happy about it. The opponents were calling it the dirty water bill and all this stuff, which is not fair and it's not true. So I think that, we have a situation where, this will be a positive.
Share your thoughts on what we talked about here and bring something to her attention. You can do that at AllisonMcHills.com. And to keep on top of the action of the State House, it's njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHills. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and have a great Sunday.